headline here is, I see a lot of pharmacies near government hospitals owned by health workers. Stop stealing drugs. These were words last year. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A year later, here we are talking about this. So there's been a problem. There's been a problem here. And this revelation came through. And again, I'm now beginning to think that maybe why the government has been talking about following the channels. I think the U.S. embassy has been revealing a number of things to the public, right? Because last week we saw that revelation. People were like, whoa, wow, okay. Others are not exactly shocked. But a few weeks ago, remember, is it last month, when a lot of people didn't know about the cyber laws that were enacted until...
It was posted on social media.
By who?
The U.S.
U.S. Embassy. So maybe they're feeling some type of way that people are exposing us. It's like they're exposing us. But people are also seemingly loving it because they're getting information that maybe they would have gotten much later or not gotten, you know, anytime soon. So there is that aspect there. And I guess it goes back to the government in terms of the communication systems. So that they avoid being reactive.
Okay, so there's a message that Tom sent you saying, the fact that a number of people have been convicted means that government has been doing something. Comprehensive action could only be taken after a forensic audit has been completed. The question is whether the publication of the forensic audit report was done within the agreed time frame.
Hope, wait a minute. Today is Patty's birthday?
It's your birthday?
That's what it says, right?
We don't know.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're one of those silent people about your birthday. Because others would have made like a countdown. No names mentioned. Let's get to the news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Payment woes resurface at Mopani as contractor arrears pile up despite recent high-level ministerial visit. Emerald Production Watch calls for action ahead of mining in Saka to address long-standing challenges. And in global news, dozens of white South Africans arrive in the U.S. under Trump refugee plan. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambian Contractors Advisory Center has revealed that payment arrears to suppliers and contractors have begun to accumulate once again, with some debts dating back as far as February 2025. Advisory Chief Executive Officer Nsofwa Mwamba has disclosed that while some suppliers are owed payments from March to date, certain contractors have not received any payments since February. Mr. Mwamba notes that despite the recent high-level ministerial visit to Mopani Copper Mines by Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, and Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo, the visit is yet to yield tangible result. Mr. Mwamba has further stated that complaints have persisted regarding challenges local suppliers and contractors face in accessing business opportunities at the mine. He adds that the advisory center intends to engage the office of Mopani Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya to understand the causes of the payment delays.
So far, we have not seen any kind of, you know, positive results, because I'm just trying to talk on the perspective of the payment. You know, what prompted that situation to arise the way it was the issue of non-payment. And as we are talking to you right now, Mopani has started also accumulating the same. Okay? So, basically, we are yet to see. But right now, as I'm talking to you, very minimal, you know, positivity has been noticed.
Phoenix News has reached out to the Mopani Copper Mines Public Relations Unit with a press query and is awaiting a response regarding the matter. Emerald Production Watch of Zambia President Musa Kasimbwa has expressed optimism that the upcoming mining in Saka will address long-standing issues in the emerald subsector and has emphasized the need for sustainable solutions that maximize benefits for the country from this valuable industry. Government has officially launched the 2025 Zambia Mining and Investment in Saka, scheduled to take place from the 6th to the 10th of October, with the event expected to enhance investment and development across the mining sector. Mr. Kasimbwa highlights that emerald production presents a viable avenue for Zambia to earn foreign exchange, create quality jobs, and maintain productivity even during periods of energy shortages, contending that unlike copper mining, which heavily relies on hydropower, emerald mining is more labor-intensive and fuel-dependent. He tells Phoenix News that while copper mining continues to guarantee employment and revenue for government, Zambia should derive broader benefits from its mineral wealth by expanding the focus to include precious stones like emeralds, which have the potential to generate millions of dollars in revenue. Mr. Kasimbwa has further suggested an interministerial approach, calling on the Ministry of Mines to work collaboratively with the Ministry of Labor to assess job quality in the mining sector and evaluate the actual benefits accruing to Zambians.
We'll go there and attend, but probably we are getting worried. You know, mining is practical business. Mining is to go on the ground and do, you know, extraction, you know, involve yourself, and probably what to opt to be giving to government are reports from mining. And then the question could be that when we discuss mining, which is the biggest picture are we looking at? Who are the key beneficiaries of these mines?
Pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has called for immediate and coordinated action to tackle rampant drug pilferage in Zambia's public health institutions. This comes in the wake of the United States government's decision to cut $50 million in aid to Zambia's health sector, citing widespread theft and reselling of donated medication, which is expected to trigger shortages of essential drugs used to treat HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis, among others. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kanyika has emphasized that addressing drug pilferage requires a multifaceted strategy, incorporating greater accountability, transparency, and stronger oversight mechanisms. He has further stressed the need to protect whistleblowers who report cases of theft and mismanagement in public institutions, saying they should not face intimidation or retaliation from broader systemic failures, recounting his own experience of spending several days in police custody for reporting individuals involved in drug theft. Mr. Kanyika has also underscored the importance of employing qualified professionals at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to ensure effective management, procurement, storage, and distribution of medicine.
We need to do something as the country, and this calls for all of us to have a concerted effort. One thing that we need to know, the people who handle the medications in public facilities are people who don't value the medication. Most of them, you'll find that pharmacists are not there in these facilities. Or pharmacy technologies, you'll find that they are being handled by cleaners, sometimes even in security guards. They are the people who handle these commodities. They don't know the value, or they don't know the amount the government spends on those items. So they find it easy to steal and sell at a cheaper coin for them to just go get one bottle of beer or whatever thing. So that itself is a big problem. Let the professionals learn the entire system of supply chain of medication.
Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia, ICTAS, President Dr. Clement Sinyangwe, has urged developers of artificial intelligence AI systems in the education sector to prioritize ethical considerations in their innovation.